Welcome to the Real Estate Mastery Minute, the ultimate destination for real estate professionals seeking to elevate their career to new heights. On this show, I'm dedicated to equipping you with tips, tricks, and ideas you need to thrive in the dynamic world of real estate. Today's topic is all about overcoming self-limiting beliefs that may be hindering your success in real estate. Self-limiting beliefs are those negative thoughts and perceptions we hold about ourselves that can sabotage our efforts and hold us back from reaching our full potential. In the competitive world of real estate, it's crucial to identify and overcome these beliefs to thrive in your career. Let's explore some common self-limiting beliefs and strategies to overcome them. First, I'm not experienced enough. Many realtors believe they lack the experience or expertise to succeed in the industry, especially when they're first starting out. However, it's essential to recognize that everyone starts somewhere, and every transaction is an opportunity to learn and grow. Instead of focusing on your lack of experience, focus on your strengths and the value you bring to your clients. Seek out mentorships and training opportunities to enhance your skills and confidence. Second, I'm afraid of rejection. Fear of rejection is a common self-limiting belief that can prevent realtors from taking risks and pursuing new opportunities. However, rejection is a natural part of the real estate business. It's essential to reframe it as feedback rather than failure. Instead of avoiding prospecting or following up with leads due to fear of rejection, embrace the rejection as opportunities to learn and improve. Use the feedback from the rejection to refine your approach and increase your chances of success. Third, I'm not good enough. Many real estate professionals struggle with feelings of inadequacy and imposter syndrome. Believing they're not good enough to succeed in the industry. However, it's essential to recognize that everyone has strengths and weaknesses, and no one's perfect. Challenge that negative talk. Focus on your accomplishments and your successes. Remind yourself of past achievements and positive feedback from clients. This will help boost your confidence and self-belief. Fourth, I'm not cut out for sales. Some realtors may believe they're not cut out for sales or that they're too introverted to succeed in real estate and in the sales-driven industry. However, effective salesmanship is about building that relationship, providing value to your clients, not aggressive persuasion. Instead of focusing on sales tactics, focus on building authentic connections with your clients and providing that exceptional service. Embrace your unique personality, communication styles. This is the key to building trust and rapport with your clients. Overcoming self-limiting beliefs is a journey that requires self-awareness, resilience, and the willingness to challenge your own perceptions. By identifying and reframing these beliefs, you can unlock your full potential and achieve greater success in real estate. Thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. Please like and share if you got something out of this podcast or you know somebody that will. Please leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. Finally, jump on over to Facebook and like Real Estate Mastery Minute. That way you get updates when new episodes and blog posts come out. You can send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. I hope you have a great day. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.